Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And today we're going to get into some real big topics. George Soros is trying to censor the internet, trying to shut down internet freedom. We're going to talk about how to defeat globalism once and for all and protect the internet from censorship. And we're going to see if these bastards on the sickness have the balls to call in. Because they want to debate me on these topics, but yet they don't have the balls to call in. So I'm calling everyone out on the internet to call into the show. What we're going to do now is post the link along with the call-in number on a couple sites and see if we can get these bastards to call in. But now, here is the song. AC Killer featuring the one and only Madonna, and the name of the track is called Ghost Town.
My spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith. But when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words. And like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten. Thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall when you fall. You got to get enough. You got to learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall. We all fail. It's just a part of life, but I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything'll be alright. What goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does. I can't believe he paid my price.
I'll be your
World Order. This is crazy drug conspiracy guy. I'm drinking whiskey with Coca-Cola Classic. I'm so angry. George Soros and all these Illuminati New World Order bastards want to try to work with Google, Facebook, Twitter to try to fucking censor the internet, censor, you know, freedom, patriots, nationalism. But guess what? What if we stopped using Google? We stopped using Facebook and Twitter and made our own networks that got popular and are controlled by him or owned by him. Exactly. Well, right now we have to make the people aware of the corporate takeover of the media. And the reason they try to take over is because no one believes them anymore. Everyone knows that CNN are liars. They got caught with the whole gun control child actor thing. No one believes you. You need more people to lie in order for us to believe you. Well, we just don't believe the lies anymore. We the people are not going to put up with your bullshit anymore. And we're not playing by your rules, assholes. Get that to your fucking head. Yeah. You want to see me get crazy? You want to see me get drunk? Yeah. Censor this, you sons of bitches. Yeah. You fucking try me, fatso. I'll be there in the morning to get my money. It was getting a little bit too wild, too worked up. But these bastards with their arrogance and how they think they can actually shut down the internet. When we have a president that's all about freedom, I mean, people are going to get taken to court. People are going to get in trouble. People are already in trouble. The evil is just exposing itself. Now CNN had to admit they were using child actors. And it was all fake. So they're trying to shut us down for telling the truth. Yet they're the ones getting caught in more lies, more corruption, more evil. While we here at Drunk World Order are drinking, telling you the truth without fear, letting you know how it is. Because a lot of these bastards out there, they just don't have the balls to say what they need to say. And I'm calling out CNN, I'm calling out MSNBC. You guys are like the worst liars on the planet. I get a stomachache just watching 30 seconds of your broadcast. That's how bad it is, man. Fox News, okay, I mean, there's some bullshit on there too, but they do have some smart people. You know, and MSNBC, it's not that they're a bad network, just the people they usually have on there suck. They had that Dylan guy that pretty much told the truth and nothing but the truth, and he got angry. And that's the only way you get results in this country. You got to get pissed. You have to take action. Be well aware of what the enemies of freedom are doing, of what they're plotting, and formulate a plan to stop them. This episode of Drunk World Order has been brought to you by Bone Broth. Yes, you can click the link above. If you're listening to the playback on the Drunk World Order blog, and bone broth will give you energy, vitality, and you will be strong and be able to fight the New World Order. But us, we're not interested in a New World Order. We're trying to make America drunk again. We want a Drunk World Order. That's what we want. Allow me to take a sip of Coke with whiskey. Bottom line, guys, we're not going to let these bastards fuck with our free speech. In fact, if you want to call in and curse and say what you want, call in. Minus making threats. You can't do that on my show. You know? And no one should be doing that, like all those people on those newscasts making threats. Yeah, you're not supposed to be doing that. Either way, you know, it's like, you know, let them keep thinking they're getting away with it and they'll get in trouble soon enough. But that's not the point. The point is we have to fight for our freedom. We can't let them shut down our free speech online or on TV or anywhere, radio, because that's the only place where we can still really say what we want to say and speak the truth. Now, these New World Order bastards, it's just evil criminals and liars that they can't handle the truth. But we have a message for George Soros and all these bastards. You will not take our freedom. You will not take our guns. You will not take our sovereignty. And you can try all you want, but you know deep in your soul that you have lost. And you are afraid. You're afraid that you're going to run. Because you know that it's over. You had over 8 years with the previous president that was your puppet to bring in your NWO. And you failed. Now there will be 8 years with a real president who will fight for nationalism and crush globalism once and for all. Mark my words. Mark Zuckerberg, same with you. You're not taking over anything. Your little Facebook, it's crumbling. People are leaving it. They'll leave Instagram too. They'll go to other sites. And then it'll all be over. Out of business sign outside Facebook. That's another thing that's happening very soon. So, I'm just saying, you guys might think I'm crazy because I'm drunk right now. And you might be right. But I'll tell you one thing. We don't fuck around on the Drunk World Order. They want to try to tell us what to do, how to dress, how to act. But I have one message for them, and that's, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. And as I was correct, online is nothing but a bunch of keyboard warriors that would not even face me in a debate on the mic. But I was not expecting that because it's easy to sit there in your little chair, type on your little keyboard with your little bullshit comments, thinking that you know me, that I'm a fell drunk. I have you know I make multiple revenue streams online. And that's because I'm free and I'm a man. And I like to eat hamburgers and cook steak and eat crab and lobster. I have red blood flowing through my veins. And you're not going to stop my message. You're not going to stop my insanity and tell me to grow up. No, that is not happening, my friend. I live in my own little world. I am the master of my universe, of my destiny. And let's take a little break because I'm starting to get a little bit pissed off. I need to cool down. So we're going to play some Nine Inch Nails. The name of the song is Discipline. Let's see if anyone calls in. I don't think so. No one wants to call in. It's okay. I didn't expect that. Yeah, so I better take a break before my voice, it's already like giving out because I have a cold. But see, I could have a cold, I could have the flu, and I'll still be on here getting psychotic. Do not screw with me. All right, here's a song, Nine Inch Nails, Discipline. Let's go.
Am I still touching up? Feels like I'm wearing down.
as I predicted, none of these little bastards that want to challenge me showed up to the cause, to what is going on. And I'm getting text messages and calls, so I'm probably going to end the show for now. You had 11 minutes to call in. You had 30 minutes to call in. Nobody did. I got to take this call, guys. Have a great day. Keep fighting for freedom. Forget internet censorship. We will not be defeated. We are the resistance. And death to globalism. Thank you very much. And we are winning the info war. Drunk World Order, out. Peace, harmony, and lots of beer. Thank you.